Music. Can you hear?
Okay. Everybody say okay. Hey, welcome to Studio 2 Live. Studio 2 Rock Live. It's okay. Hey.
You know what? Today I did a different thing. I forgot. I always forget. I do hot chocolate. A friend of mine told me to do it. Get whatever you cream, could be half and half, milk, you want to use eggnog, you can, or you want to use oatmeal, you can, soy, forget about it, no, heat it up, microwave, 1 minute, take it out, pour some hot cocoa mix in it, and use your milk father gulps. Well, you have the steam, just use the steam. But if the regular, like the twirl thing, gulps, mix it up really good. Then put some hot water in there. Then mix it up a little more. And then the hot chocolate and doesn't condense on the bottom. Like, oh, I didn't know about that. Of course, every year I forget. Like, oh yeah, that's right. Supposed to do it this way. No, that was years ago when the personal milk father came in. Fourth. Sounds like a superhero something. Fourth or help, please. We need help. But anyway, so that's what I'm having in picture today. I got this ornament from this World Market thing. I think this is made in, I'm thinking Swiss, but this could be Italian. Could be. I don't know. It's pineal gland, basically. It's a pine cone kind of shape, made of glass or plastic, I don't know. Then they spray with this gold sparkly stuff, which is coming off as I touch it. They pull out two little deer, then a mama deer, and a Bambi, and two little trees. It looks like Bob Ross painting, so I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'll buy it. I like it. I'm not going to put it on the tree. I'm going to put it somewhere, but not on the tree. When it falls, this thing falls on the ground. Oh, forget it. Fall apart and lights up. So I'm like, oh, let me use that as my still life lighting. So that's today's picture. Before that, I had to do some stuff, so I went out and got some more McDonald's McGriddles. Now I thought about it, McGriddles. What if somebody pronounced it, or if somebody made a mistake in the packaging, it says McGriddles. Like, hey, are you one of those McGriddle wearing kind of guy? No. Yeah, today I got some weird attitude, and it's exactly what this guy this character in this movie called Perovden. Stalin. The guy, the ski instructor. The jackass. The jerk that everybody hates. But I love that guy. You know why? He says it. Right in people's face. It's like Myers. That's the main character. Myers. Who's the hero of the movie. Then he was just Myers. Would that be Oscar Myers? I like that. I like doing that thing. It is pain, but some people get offended, but I think it's funny. And my friends think that's funny because my friends do it too. Because just trying to be a smartass, but have fun being a smartass. Yeah, you can totally screw it up and be like, hey, there's no problem, man. You got a problem? No? All right. Then. Problem. No problem. Hey. Be like Mario. You play different characters, right? And do the, not Mario, but Luigi. It's like, hey, no problem. Hey. Yeah, so that's today. So I have a sausage, egg and cheese McGriddle waiting in the package. Does it taste good? I don't know. It's okay. Maybe the first time I was like, whoa. Now I'm just like, it's just food. Just like hot chocolate. Drink it. Like, just food. Coffee. No good flavor of coffee. Like, ooh, this is nice. But after a few more cups, like, tastes bland. Ever changing, right? You won't ever change. Or are you comfortable to being just the way it is, as is? What's your comfort zone, right? Do we have to change all the time? I must have a different thing every time. No. Spoiled like that. No, you don't need that. What do you need that for? Chill out. Right? You don't need it. Take it easy. But some people just can't do it. I must have the latest, the best, and all that. Then you see, if you ever meet those people, ooh, tough to make them happy. So lately, it's been like this. Just people are not satisfied. No, I tell them, it's like, because everybody's doing the same exact thing as the other person doing. And you're absorbing all the same stuff with different opinions. Including my podcast. They're just like, the brain will not function after that. I was like, come on, man. Come on. Snap out of it. Brain's like, a week later or something, a month later, it was like, or years later. No, you were right. This whole time. Yeah, because life is mundane. You just do the same thing all over and over again. Hoping that you won't get in trouble. You can keep it going. Right? There's no drive for you to go. I gotta go extra way. Extra step out of my way. You don't have that drive. But you can make yourself have that drive. Like, how can I make this better? That type of thinking. And for the longest time, I thought everybody can have that feeling. But then years down later, I was told by one of my old companies chairman. Really cool. Love. I know exactly what he's doing, and he knows he values my opinion. So, all right. Say no, or does you have to make yourself think that way? That's how you get ahead. That's how you get on top. You gotta think way past, beyond. It's like, okay, I have hot chocolate. Make it like just hot chocolate powder and milk. Maybe a little sugar and hot water. I'm just gonna put a mix in there. Put hot water or then a little sugar, mix it, then put the milk in there. That's it. Then you get the condensation at the bottom, right? But you think outside the box. Hey, I'm gonna use the milk powder and heat up milk. Then put the water. Then put the sweetener. It changes everything. The process. Change the texture and the feel of it. And taste just a little better. Like, well, that's today's example, but you can do so much stuff with it. Like, how do I enhance? How do I make it more? How can I make it better? You have, if you want to get on top, be on top, you have to think that way. And then, of course, the other thing, that if you have people working under you, you gotta think about management and stuff. But you also have to know, like, when to let people do their own thing. It's like, hey, you guys do your thing. Then you see something like, can I make a suggestion? Let's have a meeting. Make a suggestion. What do you think if we did this way, did that way? Then they were like, you know, maybe even some people would get comfortable doing their way of thinking. Like, oh, no, let's stick with this. So you got to challenge them, right? You got to challenge them. It's like, hey, well, just hold on a second and give this thing a try. If, say, we're going this way, going towards this direction, would you compromise a little bit and try it this way a little bit? You might have to change routines a little bit. So you challenge people underneath. And then you can find out who's good, who's not. Then that's when, of course, if you're going to let somebody go, that's one way to figure it out. Start a project. That has some element in there that you can push people beyond their limits. If you're a good boss, you know the right person to go to. The others, like, just, I would like to do this one thing, it's okay. Then you're not the lead. This guy is. He's just thinking outside the box. So I'm going to put him in the lead, even though you're a lead right now. I'm going to put him in the lead. And let's try this one. Of course, they're going to complain. So what are you going to do? Are you going to just say, hey, man, let's try this way. Well, I'm going to leave. Well, then leave. Be the jerk. Be Stalin in the movie. Be that guy. You won't leave? Leave. Okay, then. You know, pick, go to your HR office, whatever, you know, pick up your severance, whatever deal you had with the company, then sorry to see you go. Right. Then they're like, oh, I don't know. It's like, then, okay, then just do exactly what you're doing, except you're taking directions from this guy. Can you do that? Just for this time. Just try it out. A small person be like, okay, I'll try it out. You try it out, say, hey, no, that person is really good. I like him. He's like, we can work together. Right? That's how you do things. Whether you're being a boss or not, just like, you gotta think, if you want to get way ahead, not just getting ahead, like one step ahead, I'm talking multiple steps of everything, you have to think this way, always. It's like, how can I make this? How can I do this? How can I do that? Now, how do I market this? How do I go beyond it? It's like, what's coming in next? So good boss, they always do this. Good leadership, always have that. Even when they retire, some of them just keep going, doing something else. Okay, so the prep talk. You guys got pep talks. No, as soon as I link to a new post, look out what kind of news is in there. How long has it been there? Trump's tax return. Oh, repeat. The naked truth. Biden. Hunter nude. Football. Okay. They found some issues. Well, no, they found some evidence with something. Murder case. Biden in Ukraine? Elon Musk. Whoa. Somebody foolish enough to take the job. Hey, Elon, I'll take the job. I'll screw it up for everybody. Like, heart? Why do you need heart for? Like, oh, we don't like to use the word. No, bring that back. Edit button. What edit button? I like the idea, like, everybody. So you got 5 seconds. Or you got like 1 minute. Or 15 seconds to edit something quick. Otherwise, just leave it alone. No, I wouldn't do it. Twitter. Headache. It would be a total headache. I'll do something totally weird with it too. I'm like, oh, since you guys love Doge coins, well, let's try to connect somehow for a reward system. You know, if you get retweets and the likes with downloads, you get some points. You get some doggy. Doggy. How about that? And you can trade for it something. Like t-shirts. Yeah, those t-shirts you found in the closet. Or something else. I don't know. Trade for hot chocolate. Or something. Right? For fun. If it in the house, when they fix some issue or figure out something or get some points, so then you can go claim it over there. There's a little coffee shop inside the office. You can go claim everyone. How about that? It's like competition. Here we go. And what's on the other news? Topless World Cup. Okay, boobs. Then you got Soros again. Back in the news again. Then there's Meghan Markle. Again. And Kardashians again. I'm sure somewhere. I didn't see it yet. Oh, this is a train wreck. I saw that. Holy whoa. Coming back. Thank you. call me back. Richard Gere wants to put a cell tower. Why? Why do everybody do it? Do you care? Do I care? No, I don't care. What do I care? What should I care? Who cares? That's the news. That's the web. It's boring. Oh my god. And I just saw something being repeated with something to do with the Corvette C8 and the exhaust pipes. So it's been done. Somebody started it. And now this company is selling these pipes and like hotcakes. So, yeah.
So may my fake Ferrari sound like a F1.
Oink oink. Anyway, it just going back and forth, back and forth, and the economy is so alive, and everything's falling apart. Now, people are depressed, so you're all falling apart. But you know what? I'm like looking for opportunities, and somebody sell something. Nothing. Well, you know, I keep it for a couple years. I can probably resell it for a little more money. Just need to buy some time. Anyway, concrete, nothing. Buy me. Okay. Design. Nothing. This is your end. What's the best so far? So they're making Dubai is making some kind of island. They start talking about the line again. Yeah, so moral dilemma facing architects, design. People want to be free. They don't want to get stuck in one spot. Even people in the city don't want to get stuck in one spot. The strangest thing I found for many years, there are people who move into the big cities, but they have a traumatic issues with people. So why did you move in the city? Well, I can't help it. It's like, no. You just, I don't know. I don't know what to think. So why do people keep doing that? If they don't want to be this, they want that. Oh, it's because of money, but you can get money somewhere else. It's a little less. You'd be not as traumatized. But no, it's always that reason. Like, but no, but is the reason. You can make better deals without the but, right? Think of that way. Take the but, take the however, take something that totally angst against an idea that spark a new one. Like, hey, well, I don't have to do but I can just take it then I can do something else with it. If you got something that you like, but you have a but, and a however, that means you're not satisfied. So what's going to make you satisfied? What do you say? Compromise. And this morning I was watching some YouTube videos about rally races. Like, okay, some old ones. There's one in 2022, the best of. Oh my, okay. I haven't seen those. Just look at it. Then I saw Travis Pastrana's Subaru wagon thing. I'm like, whoa. But then I thought about it. I was like, no, it's all about, it's drifting, but it's all about speed. But it's really rally. They're just doing street rally. And that's all you have to do. And to get to the end of race, you have to go fast as you can and stay on track. That was it. And actually, that's a good advice for a lot of things. Yeah, don't give up. Just keep going. Stay on track. But do it quick. You might lose the opportunity. It's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah, so I saw that. I was like, oh, man, nice, nice, nice. Then I went out. Then I came back. Now I'm just like looking at all the stuff. Okay, all these rally stuff, and like half of them are video games. Like, what the? Why does the insurance company have video game racing? Crazy. I mean, there's some cool stuff, but it's all simulator. Are we going simulators? I don't think so, because if they were making supercars, they're making prototypes now that's coming next year on the Le Mans or the World Endurance Challenge. Or championship. That means there could be more and more. It's not less and less. Who said in the future you won't see any gas? Because like you won't see any fast cars. You won't see any snow. It'll be gone. Like crazy. This person's crazy. And I invented internet. Oh, now you're crazy. Say, no, I don't think so. But anyway, with all this entertainment, you know, how many hours do we consume on YouTube? I have to ask everybody. And that's a lot, right? Well, I mean, I don't have to ask. You don't have to answer. But you answer it to yourself. And you realize we're consuming. Just consuming, consuming. And nobody is taking time off. Just not staring on the screen. Not staring. Not getting at people's opinion or something. Just sit there quiet. Want to read a book? You can. Want to listen to music? You can. Just close your eyes. Don't form anything. Don't form. It's like, wow, that's this. No. Just completely let it go. Wonder how many people actually do that, you know?
Okay. Anything else?
I think I'm going to go early because this is Christmas week. You should be spending time. Go to those little Christmas villages if you have one near you. Go hang out. Go talk to people. Go make good food instead of going out and get the sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Actually, make the sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles yourself. And make the hot chocolate. It's like, let me make something. Take my time. Instead of like, look at YouTube. Oh my god, did you see that? I'm gonna tell my friend about this YouTube. Send my link. Whoa, I'm gonna repost it. Repeat. Repetitive. Enjoyment. Scent. Yes. If you're not a creator, that's what you're doing, just taking it in. Then everything's like boom, 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 boom. Then it changed the way you think about things. So you start going boom, 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 in action. One way to get away from that, close your eyes. That's it. By the way, the music, what's in the music? It's the Danish National Symphony Orchestra, Wild and Wonderful Denmark. Yes, I would like to go. I know the Queen didn't like my comment many, many years ago. But hey, it's true. You cannot inbreed for too long. You gotta have some kind of mix in there. And I know the Danish girls I ever met, all of them, not all of them, I'm lying, but quite a few of them from Denmark, they're like, oh, you're so funny. I'm like, yeah, yeah. So that happened before, so who knows? Hey, who knows, I might one day be with a Danish girl. And I'll be happy. I'll be happy making her hot chocolate the way I just did today. And cook good food instead of going to McDonald's. Actually make the McDonald's equivalent. It's like, man, I'm giving you my love. How about that? But anyway, so this is it. It's nothing. It's just so much junk. Even the good videos were just blah. The words are the same. This is the same. Nothing's changed. Something just did a copy and paste and just reoriented. And it's still the same. Stuff. Oh, internet is boring. It is. Unless you're in the thick of it, but for general public, it's boring. Get off. Maybe today that's your mission. You're going to make some really good food. Maybe. Or maybe not. I don't know. Get off the internet. Think about winter solstice. So why do they call it Christmas? Where did they start? Do not Wikipedia. Do not Google. Just think about it. Your own reasoning. Your own Google in your head. Figure that one out. And that's it. So have a nice, warm Wednesday. Of December 21st. Ooh, this is cool. 1221 2022. Ah, I wish it would be like
1222. That's tomorrow. 2022. Two twos. Twos. Yeah, so be cool. You want to be a jerk, be a jerk. You want to be Stalin, be Stalin. No, go. I wouldn't recommend it, but you can go to someone and say, hey, somebody named Myers that you know. Myers. Would that be Oscar Myers? Do that. Just a joke. Whatever. If you think people can't take it, that just, maybe you shouldn't do it. Yeah. Today, close your monitors, close your phones, whatever. Just be at peace on the hump day. And I'll be back on Friday. Ciao.